Well, good morning, folks, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying Western Swing and other things half as much as I am. What a way to start a Saturday morning. I want you to jump in the truck with me. We're about to partake of this week's High Plains Outdoor Show, and I want you to ride down to Lake Fork. So come on, let's get in the old pickup here. Get it fired up, start it up here, and let's ride down in East Texas to Lake Fork. Now, Stubby Stubblefield is waiting for us down there. Stubby makes one of the most awesome dip baits for catfish that's ever been made. It's called Stubby's Catfish Bait. Let's go down there. Stubby's got a hole baited out with some soured grain. Let's drop some Stubby's Catfish Bait down in the water and see if we can catch some fish. So let's ride right now. I'll introduce you to Stubby when we get down there. Well, folks, we're here. Stubby, man, it's good to meet you. I've heard so much good stuff about you. I've used your bait for probably 3 years fishing down here, always down here at Lake Fork. And I think you might know where there's some catfish that we might catch, right?
Yeah, I caught a few yesterday, and we might be able to get one or two out there. You know, them old things get hard to catch occasionally, but you feed them, and they will come.
That's the bottom line, isn't it, on these channel cat. And if there's a better eating fish than a, you know, 2 to a pound, or say a pound and a half to 5 pound channel, I don't know what it is. And your bait, Stubby, is most people that think of catfish bait, and I have to admit, I used to be one of these, of this genre. You know, I think about a stinky, smelly, you know, almost have to think about having your hands removed after you bait up. But this stuff's not like that. Your bait isn't.
No, sir, it's not. It's just got a real good sense in it, and I don't have anything like blood or shad or anything in mine, and it washes off your hands. Actually, Luke, I got kids that play in this stuff when they're in the boat fishing.
Like a dough, like Play-Doh or something.
Yeah, it's like a Play-Doh. They'll make stick men out of it and play, and their mom and dad's going, oh, don't do that. And I said, oh, it'll wash right off when we get back. I got some stuff, I'll wash it right off.
Well, the thing about it, Stubby, that it stays on the hook. A catfish bait to me, you use a treble hook. I think you usually fish with a number 4, right?
Yes, sir. Number 4 all the time.
Yeah. A number 4 treble. I've used it probably 8 or 10 different times down here at Fork, and it's always caught fish for me, but it stays on the hook. In other words, some dough baits made for other species, I guess, you know, they just don't stay on the hook. But somehow you've got this stuff where it binds good and it adheres to the hook, don't it?
Yeah, I've took about 12 years to get this, and like I said today, you're going to like the newer stuff. I think better. It's got a better, pleasant smell, and it's a little more gummy. It stays on the hook even better.
Well, I tell you what, I see your boat sitting out there, and I see a bucket of bait out there sitting on the bow of it. I'm ready to go catch them. How about you?
Let's go get after them, see if we can hook one of them.
Well, folks, I thought it would be about time for a little update. Stubby and I have been anchored here, tied up to a stob, in about 28 foot of water for about 45 minutes, and we got 10 or 12 nice channel cat in the box. They are eating this bait up. Stubby, the whole key has been when they suck that bait in, it's just feeling the bite and give them a little bit of time to get it positioned. In this colder water, they're not hitting it as hard as sometimes they do in the summer, right?
Yes, in the wintertime, their metabolism is a little slower. And they just don't eat it as quick and as hard, but they'll suck it in if you give them time to pull on that bait.
Well, it's an awesome bait. Stubby, what's for people that want to come to Texas, or folks are listening in Texas too, of course, but that want to come down and catch some catfish, I'd like to hook them up with you so you can talk catfishing with them. What's the best way to contact you?
They can call me at 817-366-5492 or 903-520-3635.
Well, thank you, Stubby. And folks, Stubby can't help you out, tell you where to go to catch. He's setting the hook on a catfish as we speak. But we'll try to post it on our website here. Well, folks, that wraps our show up today. We're back in the pickup heading back home with a bunch of catfish fillets. Make sure and tune in next week at the same time. We're going to have some more fun talking, hunting, and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smoking Texas Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT Night Hunting Scope.